Hey, how is everyone doing? You are listening to Darva King Podcast Season 2. Like, wow, it's already Season 2. Time is flying by so fast. It's your girl, Savannah Avers, the CEO and creator of Darva King Podcast. Wow, God is so amazing. God is so good. And God is putting so many things into place this season. But I'm happy Saturday, everyone. I am so excited to be back for a season 2. I pray everyone has had a blessed July month and year so far. Darva King Podcast Season 1, Episode 13 was literally last year, July the 16th, 2021. So I was like, God, I know that is confirmation that I have to bring back Darva King Podcast Season 2 for this month of July. And to top it all off, last season, Darva King Podcast got a total of 169 total plays. Like, wow, 169 total plays. Now, that might not seem like a lot to other people, but to me, that is a blessing because I told God when he first gave me that confirmation to do a podcast, and he blessed someone to show me how to set up my own podcast and get it going, that I don't care if I only reach one person through my podcast. As long as I touch someone's life by spreading his word, letting people know how amazing he is, how great he is, and how good he is, and it just blows my mind how he just blessed that many people to, you know, to listen in. I was like, Lord, I don't care if I only reach one person. As long as I touch somebody's life by spreading your word, letting people know how good you are, and by encouraging and motivating people. And to see 169 total plays was a blessing. Thank you so much to everyone that has showed so much support and listened in. I absolutely appreciate it. I am so extremely blessed and thankful for what God is doing through Darva King Podcast and is continuing to do. So if you haven't already, make sure to catch up on Season 1, Episodes 1 through 13 on Anchor, which is what I'm on, and other podcast platforms like Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and also Apple Podcasts. So this season is going to be called Too Much to Say, because in this season, we are simply not holding nothing back. We are going to use the voice and the word that God has given us in our bellies unapologetically and raise up the volume. So this season, I'm going to have guests popping in from time to time so they can come on and spread some motivation, tell you about their businesses, and spread some wisdom, encouragement, and so much more. So stay tuned for that. So, since it's a Too Much to Say season, we are going to do for season 2, this first title is going to be called Forward Movement. Forward Movement. Just say that 2 times for me. Forward Movement, Forward Movement. I believe this is so important to talk about in this season when it comes to forward movement, because I don't know about anyone that's listening in, but I'm in a transition season of my life. And God is just shifting and moving me into greater. And at times you are being stretched. At times you are uncomfortable. But even though you are going through that, it's a blessing because you know that God is about to do something major in your life. God is bringing so much to your attention during that season of transition and forward movement. God is shifting so much in your life. God has taught you a lot more about people, so you'll know who not to take with you to your next. God is multiplying so many areas of your life that you have lacked in. He is also removing some things for you and also upgrading even more greater things into your life. He is doing so much during your season of transition and forward movement, and be a whole blessing. Like, I'm not kidding. It'd be such a blessing. And then, yeah, it might be a tough, you know, transition, but it's a transition that puts you into preparation for your next. It just time out a blessing blocking yourself from receiving all that God has for you. This season is called knowing your worth and responding accordingly. The overflowing blessings of change are falling into place into this season. Every dream and vision that God has put in you, showed you, told you to write down is going to come to pass. Every promises that God has told you concerning your life is going to come to pass. It's your job, not the job of other people, but it's your job to plant the seed. And God, not you. But God is the one who will make it grow. It's so important to know that he is in the driver's seat of your life and you're in the passenger seat. I declare and decree the enemy will not hold you up this time. You will have smooth transaction, smooth transfer, smooth transitions, and smooth forward movements. Listen, it's time to get moving. No more making excuses. No more tolerating the same things you always tolerate. Celebrate you are still standing and start truly pushing to want greater and better for yourself. Stop letting fear overshadow what God told you to do and the places He told you He is taking you to. No more depending on people. If anything, keep your eyesight on God. He is the best teammate and will carry you to your proper destination. Know that change is not going to fall in your lap. You have to do the work. Faith without works is dead. So stop hindering yourself and blessing blocking your necks and start truly stirring that gift that God has equipped you with. Know your worth and anointing that is on your life and that you carry, and share the word that's in your belly. Shift your mindset. Love how you stand out in your secret sauce that you have. Stop being afraid of who or what God removes from your life, because He always upgrades. Start building and keep remaining faithful. No more sleeping on you. No more sleeping on your potential. Remember who and whose you are, child of God. Go and add some major pressure and turn up the volume. Forward movement. Forward movement will lead you to instant results. It's so important this season to watch your surroundings. It's so important this season to watch what you speak, because there is power in the tongue. There is life and death in the tongue. So you have to watch what you speak. You have to watch what you say about yourself. You have to watch what you say about, you know, what God has told you. It's so important to go make the moves that God has told you to make. In your season of forward movement and transition, we are tested and stretched by new circumstances and relationships, connections and so on. And it can be tempting to look back and cling to the certainty and the comfort of the last season, because you're going through so many emotions against the uncertainty of what's to come. But God calls us to move with Him through the seasons of life and trust His promises. God is calling us into a season of greater fruitfulness, no matter how stretched it we feel, no matter how uncomfortable we feel, and no matter how challenged we feel. What He started, He will absolutely complete. If He called you, He will cause you to shine for your favor and His glory. Next week, you might even find yourself in a whole different season than you find yourself in today. Like I posted before on my social media, be very careful how you treat people in this season, because the underdog could find their purpose today and wake up a whole millionaire tomorrow. And that just goes for just not like people, but that goes for yourself. Watch how you treat yourself, because you could wake up the next morning and you on a whole nother level. That's just how fast God works. He hasn't forgotten what He started in you. He will complete what He started. Why? Because you are His child. He knows what He's doing. He's committed to the process. He got you. This season, if something doesn't bring you peace, profits, and purpose, then don't have the time and energy for it. Move and walk into your season boldly in grace and without hesitation into whatever God has for you and the table He has prepared for you. Walk into your birthright. Get into a position of preparation while your territory is getting expanded to greater. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. God chose you for your calling. He didn't chose this person, that person. He chose you. So don't let another month pass by where you watch your greatness from the sidelines. Don't. It took the manpower of 10 men to put Joseph in the pit, but only took the supernatural power of one God to pull him out. It doesn't matter who or what pushed you there. God is pulling you out. It's time for forward movement. At some point, we actually have to get up, move, show up, and walk into obedience and engage in the places He has called us to. At some point, we have to use what's already in our hands and stop concentrating on what's not in our hands yet. After God said, move forward, He reminded Moses to use his staff. When God called up Moses way back in the desert, God started with having Moses use the staff to get used to God's miracle working power. God will literally take what we are used to holding and transform it with his power. Moses was familiar with working with a staff, but the thing about it was God was showing him how to get you to the next level. So Moses what? Stretched out his hand over the sea and the Lord parted it. That's an amazing example of all you need is God on your team. He has you covered, so trust him and move forward and make the jump into your next. When he begin, he will finish. Therefore, make it your goal right here and right now today in whatever season you may find yourself in to go after what God is telling you to go after, to pursue what God is pursuing in your life, to make it a goal and trust where he is leading you. He wants to help you and bless you. Expect him to. He will never leave you how he found you. He is not done with you at all, and he is just getting started in what he's about to do. So lean in and listen. Breathe in his words and feel warmth and comfort, child of God. There's just something so powerful about this time and in this season. This season is your season that you will see the fruit of what you were faithful with. God is putting some things into position for you. God is increasing more. God is freeing you up so he can launch you out. He is preparing you for what he has in store for you. When Peter launched out, he didn't leave his half-washed nets on the shore. He let them down into the water. Launching into the deep was the first half of Jesus' commandment. Letting down a net was just as important. I declare and decree all the limitations and barriers are broken off of your life. So launch forward into your season. Launch forward. Don't be scared. He's got you. The same God that had you back then, he got you right now. So don't be scared to launch forward. Focus on what's in your hand. You got this. You was born for this. You are equipped for this. So that is all for the first episode. I'm so excited for y'all to see what's in store for this season. It's going to be such an amazing season. And I can't wait for y'all to see what's more in store for this season. Like, this was just the tip of the iceberg of what's in store for Darva King Podcast Season 2. The guests that are going to come on and, you know, share their testimony, spread some positivity is going to be so amazing. So just stay tuned for that. And just remember, you was created for a purpose. You was not meant to just be at the place that you are at now. God calls you to greater heights. It's enough with sleeping on it. It's enough with sleeping on you. Everybody else around you see your potential, but only you. It's time out of staying stuck in the same season when God has so much greater for you. He has so much greater for than what you're selling for. You are not meant to stand still. You are not a tree. You owe it to yourself to be all that God has called for you to be, no matter what anyone says. Don't remain stuck. Launch into your destiny that God has for you. He has so much in store for you. Okay, he does. He don't want to keep backing you into a corner for you to keep realizing it. He created you. You're his child. So that means whatever he done told you concerning your life, whatever he done showed you, whatever vision, plan that, you know, he done gave you, it's time to have faith in it. It's time to move. It's time to do the work so he can launch you into your next. You deserve so much more than what you're selling for. So it's time to live your best and blessed life. And walk into your greater. So I pray someone needs to hear this today. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you that is listening in. Darva King Podcast is going to be every Fridays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Had a little technical difficulty yesterday is why this episode is being posted late. But God pulled through and here we are. Also, if you want to be a guest on the show, you can email me at darvakingpodcast@gmail.com, because, you know, I don't want to be the only one on here that's talking. I want to bring some people on, you know, that wants to get their story out, share their testimony, or whatever it is, long as it's around encouraging others, you can come on the show. So you can also follow me on Facebook, Savannah Audrianna Rush. Audrianna is spelled AUDREYUNA. And all of my social media handles will be on there. If you're not on Facebook, you can follow me at IG Sav Rush, SAVV_Rush. So thank you so much for listening in. Stay tuned, because there is more to come. There's more to come. Blessings to you all. Thank you so much.